from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Secretary of State visits Hiroshima. John Kerry says he is deeply moved and honored to be the first U.S. Secretary of State to visit Hiroshima, Japan, a city devastated after the U.S. dropped an atomic bomb near the end of World War II. Mr. Kerry spoke after visiting a World War II peace memorial.
It is a stunning display. It is a gut-wrenching display. It tugs at all of your sensibilities as a human being. It reminds everybody of the extraordinary complexity of choices in war and of what war does to people, to communities, to countries, to the world.
Secretary Kerry was speaking toward the end of the annual two-day G7 ministers meeting. Group of seven heads of state will meet in Hiroshima next month. President Obama will become the first American leader to visit the city. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. The UN's envoy for Yemen welcomed today the cessation of hostilities, which just went into effect. The truces between the Yemeni government and the Saudi-led coalition backing the Houthi rebels, who seized control of Yemen's capital in 2014. All are pledging to support the ceasefire. It comes ahead of peace talks scheduled for April 18th in Kuwait. A three-day referendum for Sudan's Darfur region begins today, despite concerns from the United States that it would not be credible and would also undermine the current peace process. Now, the vote will determine whether the region will keep its five states or reunite as one entity. An estimated 3 million people are still displaced due to the Darfur conflict. This is VOA News. Russian news reports say the Syrian military is preparing a major operation with the Russian Air Force to regain control of the northern city of Aleppo. Aleppo, Syria's one-time economic capital, parts of which now lie in ruins, has been divided into occupation zones since 2012, with rebel groups in some areas while other locales are still under government control. In the meantime, London-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said at least 35 people were killed yesterday in fighting on several fronts south of Aleppo. Ukraine's embattled Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk said Sunday he is resigning, opening the way for a new government to be formed in an effort to end Kyiv's political crisis. Mr. Yatsenyuk said in a televised speech he hopes his resignation will give Ukraine a chance to adopt new electoral, constitutional, and judicial reforms and to join the European nation and NATO. Early elections could be called if Ukraine lawmakers fail to unite behind a new prime minister, but President Petro Poroshenko has sought to avoid new voting for fear of further destabilizing the country. Well, the next U.S. presidential primaries in the state of New York, where Democratic Party frontrunner Hillary Clinton served as senator. Meanwhile, her opponent Bernie Sanders was born in Brooklyn, New York, and New York is Republican Party frontrunner Donald Trump's home state. Republicans Ted Cruz and John Kasich are also on the New York ballot. VOA's Michael Bowman reports.
Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Bernie Sanders won big last week in Wisconsin, but face tough odds next week in New York, Donald Trump's home state.
It's great to be home. This is home.
And the state Hillary Clinton once represented as a senator.
Whoa! Hello, Sunset Park! Hello, Brooklyn!
With time dwindling to overtake the frontrunners in the delegate count, challengers are waging battles of perception. Sanders insists he retains a path to the nomination.
If we can win here, it absolutely opens the door to a path toward victory to the White House.
Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
In the meantime, more Americans said in a new survey released today that they would definitely vote for or consider voting for Democrat Bernie Sanders than any other candidate left in the 2016 presidential race. The Associated Press GFK poll surveyed 1,076 people between March 31st and April 4th. 21% said they would definitely vote for Sanders, and 41% that said they would consider it. Hillary Clinton, who leads Sanders on the Democratic race, ranks second with a combined 50%. Now, on the Republican side, Ted Cruz and John Kasich each had 43%. While frontrunner Donald Trump ranked last at only 35%. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.